This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kahmo?
Abashabanabalu.
He's an actor, a film director.
Say hello to my little friend.
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in this piece.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a.
Mina ngiyothe sikasi ngithanda ukusiphumela namagenge kaSisinomo Sanje sibele sishiyela abantwana basikasi amafleet. Hello nice, shapi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Hi, this is Gloria Bosman, and you're hanging out with my boy, Kagiso Modupi, on Cliff Central. Hey, if you want to give us anything, give us yourself. That's the best gift you can ever give the world. Oh, yay, yay!
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Oh, yay, yay! Welcome to it. Welcome to it, man. It's the last Wednesday of the month, November 2017, and I hope you guys have made the best of it. Yeah, you hang out with me, Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kagmo, and the show is called Unleashed. We are on cliffcentral.com. So stream us live, man, on cliffcentral.com, or you can just download the app. And I am glad that you guys have joined me for your favorite hour of the week. It's Wednesdays from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m., where we just get to hang out, you know, and just talk about anything that's anything, relationships, you know, love, sex, whatever it is that's on your mind, whatever it is that tickles your fancy. And like I promised you last week, that, you know, our topic for today is very, very interesting. The topic today is... What are the boundaries for your side chick or your side man as we head on to the festive season? What is it that they're allowed to do and what is it that they're not allowed to do? So I need you guys to send me your voice notes. And you know the number by now. It's 079-748-2090. I'll repeat it for you. It's 079-748-2090. And today... I'm not hanging out by myself in studio. I told you that this radio gig, yang pora kancane, because then I'm used to, you know, when I'm on set, there's over like 90 people. And when I'm doing radio, there's only like 4 or 5 people, you know, and they're all in the other room and I'm sitting here by myself in studio. But today I'm hanging out with the man himself, an actor, comedian, Ibrahim, Mpinchekazi, all in one, Kuri, angazi, mshala maflet, or kanjani. I'm hanging out with Trevor Gumbi, and we are going to be talking about the boundaries that Umakwapeni will have when it comes to the festive season. So just hang out with us as we just continue, you know, this show. Trevor's on, you know, he's still around. He's around. He's going to say his hellos. Ungasikdala. But right now, let's just enjoy the music.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Morupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you, baby. Unleashed with Kagiso Morupi.
Yo, you're still hanging out with me, Kagiso Morupi, a.k.a. Kagmo, on CliffCentral.com. 3 p.m. To 4 p.m. every Wednesday, where we just talk about anything that's anything. And I promised you that I'm hanging out with my brother today. Trevor Kumbi's in the house.
Hola, boy.
Shafi Kunjan, bab.
Very good. First of all, Mvana, what an intro of your show, Mvana. I know. You indulged in that, my friend.
Yeah.
You indulged.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful thing to listen to.
No, man. You know, when you're coming into radio, you just gotta take it seriously.
But how did you get Gloria Postman to say my boy?
Because I hang out with the right people.
A jazz musician, a full jazz musician.
Are you good, my brother?
I'm very good.
Are you ready for today's topic?
Oh, I'm always ready. I'm done for whatever.
Today's topic is what are the boundaries for umakhwapheni for this festive season, and what are your thoughts on it?
Hey.
And wait, I just want Trevor Kumbi and not Trevor Kumbi the comedian.
Oh, okay, sharp. Bonaki, boy.
Yeah.
No, it's a serious topic, this thing. It is the festive, right?
Yeah.
So you go out of your way and do things differently.
Yeah.
During the festive season.
Yeah.
So month January through till November, it's not the festive season. So you spend it in a straight circle.
Yeah.
You spend it with the person that you are with.
But so do you really?
Yes.
Do you really spend it? The whole year. Okay.
The whole year. Okay. It's just weekends here, weekends off, and then for Makwapen, you know? So we are not doing things normally in festive. So the Makwapen has the reign of freedom. It is her month.
What, in December?
Yes. It is her month.
But isn't like December like family time, you know, it's
that
Christmas.
Is Christmas and Boxing Day. The rest gay.
Yeah.
Well, Makwapeni can go back to home.
Yeah.
I don't think home is
you know, speaking of that, when you say Uti Boxing Day and Christmas. I was going through and I was looking at some of the rules where they say Uti, you know, what are the rules for just a side chick in general? And I came across this thing and they say never stalk.
Never stalk.
When you're a side chick, you're not allowed to stalk anybody. You know, you're not allowed to stalk your guy and what he's doing, you know, Christmas Day on social media. Because, I mean, we post and we like hanging out with the family.
Or yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know why they say it's a rule? Because of the gift that you get your wife.
Yeah.
She's going to stalk your wife's page. See the gift that you got your wife.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, on the 27th of December, when you finally go see her.
Yeah.
Then she's going to expect the same gift.
Then she's going to
expect... Or something on the same...
No, but she's a side chick. She can't expect the same thing.
They must understand. They must understand. But you know, this is the thing, Kahmo.
Yeah.
Side chicks are different. There are different levels to side chicks.
Right.
Normal level side chick you're seeing on the weekends or between the hours of 8 and 12.
Okay, so that's like what? Three side chick in terms of levels. I think there's what? 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So the level, one that you see on the three, weekends.
Yeah,
like
that's
level
three.
Yeah, yeah, okay, cool.
Then there's level two again.
Yeah.
Would be the one that you will see during the day.
Yeah.
She will come to your office with lunch.
Yeah.
And give. When you say lunch, look, your wife brings you food to eat.
Yeah.
A side chick will go sit on your lap in the car, in the basement, at the office.
At the office. Yeah, well, yeah, where things happen.
Hey, and then Kona is stirring. Yeah. The one is stirring. The stirring of side chicks is the one that will come to your house for family lunches.
Huh.
When there's cousins and everyone.
And the wife around.
And the wife around. And she will be helping wife with the salads in the kitchen.
Oh my God. So wait.
Talking about our cars.
So you're saying that there is a side chick that has an all access pass.
Believe you me. But no one knows.
Except anything, for you.
Except
and
you and your drunk uncle. And you must watch out. You see, because the drunk uncle knows. Né? So you must give him enough liquor for him not to say anything.
Yeah.
And give him enough liquor for him not to get too drunk and say everything.
And say something,
But she...
And you know what they say, the wife always finds out, or the husband always finds out, and they're like, "Hi, man, Umalume once said this."
Yeah,
you know, they always refer. They're like, "Oh, man, Umalume once said this." Yeah,
but you can't get it out of him because he's forgotten.
He's forgotten. Yeah,
Papa,
yeah.
That was 17 Papa Lasses away.
Away. Yeah.
But this side chick, Bana, she is the one that excites you the most because you're scared. You're on your toes.
You're on your toes all the time. Is that the thrill? That's what the thrill is about.
Because you are outside. Frying the meat.
Yeah.
And you keep looking through the door. Yeah.
And they're hanging out and they're laughing.
They're having a great time.
Yeah, they're having a great time.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe.
And then we're begging nyama da. We're begging nyama kitchen.
Yeah.
While you're looking at your wife, then Ak pants in.
Yeah.
She just pinches your ass.
And then you get jumpy.
You are bringing the voice in. Yeah. And then the voice is on the floor. And then your wife is like, "Why are you so clumsy? You got to come."
Here's my question. Do you think our wives know? Do you think like your wife knows? Because they say women always have like this sixth sense, you know? They know, Jorge, there's something happening with Trevor and Ntabi Singh. Even though I talk to Ntabi Singh, I hang out with Ntabi Singh, I have fun with Ntabi Singh. Do you think that's true though?
No. I think the sixth sense comes with us not.
Sixth sense.
You know I've got a speech impediment.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No, it's a sixth sense in the way that she doesn't know that you and Ntabi Singh are together.
Yeah.
She just knows that you guys are not, you and her are not arguing as much anymore.
Yeah.
Because on a stress.
Yeah.
On a stress.
You know,
and then you've got dessert.
But when you say that, Trevor, I was once told, I mean, when I got married, that when your wife comes home and she's just over happy, don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. She's just happy, you know. There's Malume Joni out there, you know, who's made her happy. Just be happy that we are happy at home. Is this the stuff that you went through when you were married?
Yeah, man. You know,
did you see your ex-wife happy, over happy at some point?
Over happy.
And you were okay with that?
It's bedtime. And why are you so happy?
Yeah.
What's going on that phone?
Yeah.
And then no, it's a business deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your implement.
Yeah, implement. Because the money's not
at
coming
month's
in.
End, Gitu, what happens to that business deal? Yeah. What business deal? When on gag? You say phone in. These things happen when.
Oh, man, I told you, it's just going to be crazy with
that.
That's
with what Trevor we don't understand. We might have side chicks, but they are side men as well.
No.
What are those called?
And that's why the topic today is, you know, what are the boundaries and what are the rules for your side man or your side chick for this festive season? We are hanging out with actor, comedian.
I'd prefer if you start comedian.
Comedian, actor. But I've worked with you on an actor's set, so I will start with actor because I'm an actor. Hey, this but is my studio. Don't touch me. I try my luck.
around you guys. I mean, I'm touching my chance. Yeah. In acting.
And then
know?
You just do it. But hey, you're doing a great job. We're hanging out with comedian, yes.
Thank you.
Actor, thank you. Trevor Kumbi is in the house, and you know, we are talking about what are the boundaries. Send us your voice notes on 079-748-2090. Let's hear what you guys had to say.
Hi Kagiso, this is Madoc from East Rand in Kwatema. I'm afraid, man, side chicks have no place this holidays. We had their fun with Devon July and stuff like that, so they can't really be part of what we're doing now. All they can do is wait for our call, maybe first week or second week in January when we're nice and broke, and then we can take it from there. But they had their fun in Devon July, man. That's where all side chicks have their fun. Eh? Cool, bye.
Sharp Madoc. Yeah, what's your take on that? I mean, Peg, you know, I know a guy that married, you know, his side chick. But before, listen to this.
It's terrible.
Before, I mean, he divorced. But while he was married, he used to take the side chick to all the golf days and stuff, you know.
Ah.
And then he got divorced. But then he made the main chick now. And now he started having problems because the side chick actually knows about, you know, all the tricks that he used to use on the main.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So now he's stuck with the side who used to be with the main who used to be the side chick, and he's got no way out.
He's got no way out. Because now she's going to come on every golf trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when it's Sun City weekend, you know,
she's there
because she knows exactly what really goes on.
But Yabona, that guy is not smart. Yeah. Angithi don't play golf alone.
Yeah.
And then me and you are friends.
Yes.
You do that and marry your side chick after after your current one. And then Mina, I come to the next golf weekend.
Yeah.
She's your wife now.
Yeah.
I come with another side chick. And then there's problems.
And then there's problems, yeah. Because then,
we've hung out with her as a side.
Yeah.
With all our other sides.
And now she starts being on the side of all the mains.
Yeah, well.
Because now she's a main.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the reasons that, you know, when they talk about the commandments of being a side chick or a side man is never fall in love. Is that a possibility for you not to fall in love? Because if you think about it, everything that you have a problem with at home, you get from the side.
Exactly.
How true is that?
It's very true, in fact. It's very true. And while on that, I'd like to tackle something that we just touched on.
Yeah.
What are the rules for the side man or side boy?
Yeah. Okay. Side boy. If
you side boys are listening out there, rules, do not, under any circumstances, I must never find you driving my wife's car that I bought. Okay? Okay? You can chow the money.
But don't drive the car.
And you must chow the money knowing that there's a tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't finish our money. You're going to need it now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let it last. Don't drive the car I bought her. Don't use the phone I bought her.
Yeah.
It's bad enough you're sending dick pictures to this phone that I bought. And I have to see this pretty young dick of yours.
Yeah.
And it's strong. These young boys.
Yeah, these young boys.
Fana with a dick vein. Looking also beautiful. Fana throbbing. In a still picture, we want to throb.
Yeah.
Ah, boy.
You've seen it, Trevor.
Fana.
You've seen it.
Fana. And the other thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to be fucking my wife.
Yeah.
One round is enough. Okay.
But that's the thing.
Leave me something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know one guy, you know, last week when we were actually talking about the topic, it was the fact that, you know, your wife will give you like that one round, you know, and sometimes it becomes like one round a month. But when it comes to the side,
what are you
boy,
going through?
No, but I'm saying, that's marriage.
What's wrong at home?
You've been through it, right? and listen, and then they say, you know, with the side boy. I mean, the side boy just gets everything that you were just dying for. Mm. So is this one of the rules where you say, Wuti, you know, I looked at some of the commandments and they say, never as a side boy. As a married man, you can never go down on your side chick. That's like a rule. Never go down on the side chick because you don't do it at home.
But yeah, there's a reason you don't do it at home.
Why?
Because at home, now you are raising children in that home. All your bedroom keys are lost.
In my
house, there was no key anymore. No door could lock. Now it's one thing. When you have sex at home with kids around, it's either you do it late at night or it's just between washing laundry and cooking. You know, good, you have to go back and change a load of laundry.
And then come back and
liashi rice. So it's a quick
pop.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
Now for your son or daughter to walk in and you have got a face full of your wife's ass. There's now that explaining that you have to do.
Yeah.
Like, mommy, why were you sitting on dad's face?
Yeah.
It's one thing explaining the birds and the bees to kids.
Yeah, but why is mommy sitting on dad's face?
Or daddy, why were you brushing daddy's teeth with your cock?
Wait, Trevor Gumbi is in the house.
Doesn't make sense.
He's a loud mouth, before he's a comedian. But he's also a good friend of mine, and we are hanging out with him. We just want you guys to send us your voice notes, and we are seeing all your voice notes. They are just coming in. They are coming in. And when we look at Twitter, we see you, Dinyiko F, and you say, I am tuning in, guys. We see you, Ntlantla V. We're saying you are tuning in, and you're saying hot topic. Thank you very much, man. We see you guys in the States that are streaming us live. We see you guys in Botswana. We see you guys in Nigeria. We see you guys in Namibia and Botswana. And we're saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's hear more of your voice notes because we only have an hour. And Trevor Gumbi is in the house.
Hi, this is Anonymous from the Western Cape. I would just like to add my 50 cents to it that I think the guys should bring the side chick to the Christmas lunch or the braai or whatever they're having so that she can meet the family and so that she can be sure what she's getting herself into. And also, on the other hand, that times are tough and the economy is tough and we have just been rated again as junk status. So, you know, to save money, you know, bring her to the to the lunch or to the dinner and, yeah, and see how things work out. I'm sure it will, because it's Christmas, yeah, things will work out better than anticipated. So that is my 50 cent for you guys with the side chicks out there. Thank you all the way from the Western Cape. Take care.
Anonymous from the Western Cape. Yeah, just bahlanganise bonke uthando king umshado king nesithembu. That's what it is, right? Just bring everybody together and let's just have fun. Why not?
But with this table, the
but he's, but he's doing it for financial reasons. He says times are tough.
Oh, and wait, our voice note yeah, said we'll go back to our side chicks on the 2nd of January when the money's gone.
Yeah.
It never works out.
It never
works. Side chicks are not there for all your good looks.
No.
Your over 35-year-old good looks. No. And weak erections. No, they are there for the man.
They say side chicks know what they want.
Exactly.
You know, and you know some of the rules, they say cut to the chase. Cut to the chase when you're a side chick or a side guy. Cut Absolutely. To the chase. You're there to do a job. Just get there, do it, and then go. Yeah. And don't try and linger around and just hang around. For what?
My friend, I have bought so many weaves in my life. I know the different strains of Peruvian, of Brazilian,
yeah,
the different lengths and inches and whatnot, yeah, whatnot. And as a rule, now you know, with the, what, you are there for the sex.
Yes.
And the companionship.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who's not going to shout back at you.
Yeah. Because they shout back at you. They snap at us all the time.
And she's there to ride around in your fancy German car and, you know, go to nice places.
And then maybe leave evidence. Don't leave evidence. You know, what is it with this evidence?
What do you mean?
People like, I mean, side chicks, they're always just leaving evidence. Guys get caught all the time because there's like a
you are doing stupid things.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, just make sure that you take your stuff with. Right? Isn't that the rule? You must just take your stuff with.
Yeah, but weave strands can just be left around. They fall off.
Yeah, maybe just go for a girl with an afro. We hang out with Trevor Gumbe, and he's got an afro, and I have an afro. So we are not leaving any evidence behind.
Oh, another thing.
What?
Another, this happened to me.
What?
Guys, it's very important. When you hook up with your side chick, and then she says, let's go to the club.
Yeah,
nightclub. Tabu! Yeah. let's go to Tabu.
Yeah.
Fuck first. Before you leave. Fuck first. Oh my God, the club is full of younger, stronger, good looking boys. And if it's not the younger, stronger, good looking boys, it's always your age group, 35 and over, or maybe 50.
But they've got more money than
you. They've got more. There's always going to be someone with more money than you, my friend.
Yeah.
These guys were popping bottles. Me, I bought a bottle of Jameson for me and her and her friend. Now we're drinking the Jameson.
And her other friends.
But they came later.
Yeah.
Then they were asking, hey, another pot. This one's not finished yet.
Yeah.
Then across the dance floor, the big spenders are popping bottles like crazy.
And it's 20 more years on the table.
One of the more it comes with those crickets.
Yeah. Starlights.
It was like somebody put the ukesi on in the club.
Yeah.
It was so bright. Then I went to the bathroom. I came back, empty table.
Yeah.
Just my Jameson was there. The bottle, which was now almost finished.
Yeah.
I'm looking around the club like I'm stupid. I see them across the dance floor. In the VIP.
Yeah.
Having fun, carrying glasses now.
And you were just left there alone.
Ndanga. I went there. But now, there's this velvet rope surrounding the VIP.
Yeah.
And the bouncer. You know how pathetic I looked, Mvane? Because now the bouncer's standing on steps, so he looks even bigger than me.
Yeah.
Everyone's up there at the tables.
And you were stuck popping on bottles. The side with your bottle
the dance floor's still empty.
Of Jameson. Yeah.
Dance floor's still empty because my dumbass, I know I got to get home at a decent hour.
Yeah.
So I said, let's go to the club at 10.
Yeah.
The dance floor's, I'm the only one on the dance floor trying to get into this VIP. Yeah. I look the damn fool. Yes.
Yeah. No, because the thing is, you know, when you're a married man, you're tired, man. You're tired, you've got kids, you've got all these chores. And for you, going to the club is you chasing time. You say, let's do this thing now. But you know what? Have you heard about this new thing? This new device that's on the side, the passenger seat, where it can detect whether, you know, it's that time of the month or not. So as soon as you taking her home, as soon as she gets into the car, the car just beeps. It goes beep, beep. And then you know it's time for you to just drop her back at home. Yeah, but we're still, wait, Trevor, wait.
There's other things to be done.
Trevor is a loud mouth in this show.
Your mouth isn't bleeding, girl.
No! I am glad that this is a station where we can just say anything that's anything. We are hanging out with Trevor Gumbi and we are having fun in the studio and we are talking about what are the boundaries for December as a side chick or as a side guy that you need to know about. Let's listen to your voice notes.
Hi, this is Amanda from Springs, and I feel like having a side guy or a parcela is very convenient this festive season. I mean, they pay more attention to us than our main guys, and they understand ukuthi our needs, ukuthi sifuna ini, and the little time that we spend with them, siyak enjoy nje. Kuba buhlungu nje when it comes to ama holidays like abo 16 December, because uyazi mele uhambe ube no main guy, and uyazi nabo they hardly have time for us, babies nabo nama side chick. So all I can say ukuthi get dependent on an individual ukuthi what do they prefer. So, as being safe in this festive season, in whatever decisions we're making. Thank you.
And like, I just want to find out. You know, when she's talking about being safe, you know, with a side chick, and you, Trevor, you were talking about levels. You know, there's level 3, level 2, level 1. Have you ever found yourself in a position where level 1 is at the space now where you can say, "Ah, man." Condom, man. Condom must just be put aside. Have you ever found yourself in that situation?
Yeah. And all it took was a less than 30
a week.
No. All it took was a less than 30-minute trip to Discam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
To get tested.
Yeah. Which is good, right?
Yeah. We went to Discam. Go to the back by the nurses. Clicks also has it.
Yeah.
And it's just a little prick on your finger or the mouth swab.
Yeah.
And the results are instant.
Yeah, but don't you have to wait for like 3 months for you to verify? Right?
No. That is called a window period. That is, should you have had another partner before, or maybe you were raped, or maybe blood transfusion, or anything that might have happened, you need a window period from that date that you tested and the date that it happened.
But sometimes you're dealing with someone who's never actually tested themselves, right?
Oh, what?
Oh,
I mean, we're living.
We are happy.
I mean, what kind of person is not testing themselves every 3 months?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah, but we say it's ridiculous, but there's a lot of people out there who are actually not testing themselves, and they've spent years without testing. Or abanye, you know, some people test via their wives. If my wife is pregnant, well, if she's negative, then I must be negative, right?
Not true.
Yeah, but that's what it is, right? Yeah.
Not true. That's actually so dangerous. That's now.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Mudupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you, baby. Unleashed with Kagiso Mudupi.
Hey, what's good? Sharp Fetish, your boy Showtime Black Les, the rap Steve Biko. You're listening to Unleash with Kagiso Mudupi on Cliff Central. Ah, yes.
Yo, I'm gonna have another buyer, Joe. You know, I know people like Black Les. It's halfway through our show. We still got 30 minutes left, and I'm hanging out with Trevor Gumbi. Yeah, you know, time flies when you hang out with someone that is so funny in studio.
No, it's you, my man.
No, when you hang out, Neprayako. And the topic today is, what are the boundaries for your side chick or your side guy for this coming up festive seasons? And we've asked you to send your voice notes to 079-748-2090. Let's hear what you guys had to say.
Hi, Kagiso. It's Dumi.
And Hector.
So, we think there should definitely be boundaries.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Like, as a side person, you need to know in December, you have from the 1st until the 16th.
Basically.
Nothing after. See you next year. I mean, it's the holidays.
So you basically need to know your place, you know, and never overstep your mark. Because, like, I mean, December's family time, you know?
Yeah, don't call on the 25th. If he wants you, he'll call you.
Yeah, so when he's available, he will let you know. That's the arrangement you guys have. So, like, if you don't get a call on Christmas and you get a text, you must just deal with it. You know what I mean?
Unless you communicate in code. Okay, so instead of saying, hey, babe, can I see you for Christmas, don't do that. Just rather say, you know, something like, coach, is there a match today? You know?
Yeah, so like, you need to always have coach as well, so the wife doesn't see us, you know? And I mean, like, there definitely needs to be boundaries, like, on like,
okay.
And when he does make the effort, right, to come and see you, you can't complain that, oh, you've just come to see me for like 15 minutes or anything like that. The time you get, just get to it. Get to what you need to do, what you need mm-hmm. to share. Mm-hmm. If it's 15 minutes, that is what you have.
Yeah, you need to avail yourself at all times.
Because you are a
side person.
Exactly. Side people have side times. Like, you don't have a complete amount of time. So, like, you know, and
do not be calling his friends trying to find out where he is.
And, like, you know, yeah, trying to stalk his house or things like that. Like
don't do drive-bys at night. Are the lights on?
You know? Like, yeah, but
just have boundaries, people. You aside. Come on.
And we just have to accept it. I mean, that's what it is. If you are aside, you are aside. You can't expect more than what you already have.
Yeah.
You are sharing. And you are unknown of.
Yeah, as a former side myself, I know these things.
And you know, if they see you on the 16th,
you, yeah, they can go on and on and on and on and on. Yeah, just make sure every time you send us your voice notes, they just under a minute.
No, but now, they made sense.
They did. I want to ask you something, yeah. Trevor. This code thing. You know, I found that very interesting. You know, coach, is there a match today?
That's so funny, Vic. That was so funny.
What's some of the codes that you had to use?
The only one. No, I've never used code.
Yeah,
that's why I'm divorced.
That's why you're divorced. Yeah,
me and you be each other's paper and I'm like,
yeah.
What's this?
That's paper. Yeah, bingjai. But you're not on paper. You're not on cake.
The only one I've ever heard was Jesus called.
Yeah,
you know that one.
No.
Like when somebody phones that? And you with your wife.
Oh,
you such a calls. I say hello. You know, that's already good.
So what's the response? Magati, hallelujah, shoot to phone.
No, Uchesu is now your wife.
Yeah.
Sitting right next to you.
That's what I'm saying.
So when you say Uchesu corner,
yeah,
this one must understand.
Oh,
okay, Zanwani. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm done.
Yeah.
I am done. Trevor Gumbi is in the building.
But you know what I like what they said?
Yeah.
That girl in this previous voice note, what's her? From the first to the 16th.
Yeah,
that's your time.
Yeah.
After that,
yeah,
you gone.
Oh, Jesus, corn.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
I think she's right, and I thought about my own thing.
Yeah,
all my side chicks, in actual
all
fact,
my side chicks. Yeah,
all of them.
Now the truth comes
have
out.
Have been closer.
Oh,
so I know in December, babuye
ilalini. Yes,
but see sky, trans sky. I don't care. They
Havana network. Havana network. Yeah.
Mafamu.
Yeah.
They are chasing chickens to kill for supper.
Yeah.
It's no more Nandos.
Yeah.
Nazi Nandos apani ba ambe and kill it.
Ilalini.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, they say that when you cheat, you must never go with a Xhosa girl or a girl from Lesotho because you will never come back. How true is that? Apparently, they're amazing. True? No.
Well
at least they're amazing because December they go back home.
Yeah. The only Xhosa that stayed around was my wife.
Yeah.
She's off Xhosa descent.
Yeah, your ex-wife.
Oh yeah.
All right. let's get into our comedy minute, man. I still want to ask Trevor, which, you know about your show. I still want to ask you about your show, but let's take the comedy minute.
This is something I feel needs to be said. A lot of girls who are side chicks, I know you don't like to claim being a side chick, but a lot of you are side chicks. And what's happening, you're having these side babies, and you're not declaring it at the hospital. This is not fair. You need to put side baby on the birth certificate. You know, a lot of women are down there lying to the staff. His father on the way. They be like, this is a side baby. Ain't nobody coming to see this baby. Nobody coming up here with your mama when it's release day. My sister's a nurse. She told me them girls be calling the dudes like, I just want you to know you had a little boy. Hello? Hey, nobody on that phone. Only reason they answer because you called from the hospital line. You got to declare as a side baby. Also, I want to say this because there's a lot of ladies in the audience. Listen, ladies, you got to stop getting to know the little side baby without letting your brother know. This was something terrible happened in my family. I show up at my mom's birthday, and, you know, my sister brought the little side boy over. I walked in the house. I was like, that's that little boy, ain't it? It was awkward. It was terrible. He walked up to me. I was like, hey, how you doing? Hey. I'm going to get some cake. I didn't know what else to say. It was awkward trying to, you know, I didn't want to meet him like that, you know. I do a lot of things to try to stay in his life, my little side son. I went to visit him. I brought him some of my real son old clothes. It was odd. You know, they always want you to meet him. Let me go get him. I was like, let me get out of here. I don't like talking to the little side boy, but, you know, we got to know each other a little better. And we had a family reunion picnic, so I went and picked it up. And, yeah, put it in the car with my real kids. That was awkward, you know. My real kids was looking at me. That's your brother. He's like, that ain't my brother. That's your brother. But listen, this is important. You got to make sure the little side babies, especially if we pay child support on them, make sure they got money in their pocket when we come pick them up. It was awkward. We pulled up in McDonald's, you know what I mean? I was like, where yours at?
Hi, I'm Miranda Njangase, and you're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
That was funny.
That was very funny,
you
man.
You know,
side
Trevor,
baby.
I wanna talk about this. I wanna talk about your show. I know you've been touring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And kinda, what's the name of the show?
This show is called The Divorce Tour. I did Silver Star Casino on the 4th of November.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing Winnie's. It's a Winnie's jazz restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a Wendywood. Yeah. Wendywood Shopping Center.
Okay.
And then from there we're hitting Secunda, Cape Town, Durban, and I've also got shows in Australia.
Yeah,
so
I know, that's nice.
Yeah, I know there's people in Australia listening. So
you're always hot, just working and hustling, man.
Yeah, yeah. That clip of Corey made me laugh because I'm going through
that's,
the same
that's,
thing.
That's what I wanted to ask you. You know that do you tackle some of these issues when it comes to your show?
I'm saving it for my next show. Oh. My next show is going to be called Stranger Baby.
Stranger Baby.
Yeah, because one of the reasons why I'm divorced is because I fucked around and got a stranger baby. I got a one night stand pregnant.
Oh,
and then
no.
Yeah. So then it's cool.
You left the evidence. That's what you did.
I just don't understand why she would spend the abortion money twice on groceries.
This is what happens when you go for tertiary care. She's thinking, grocery, abortion.
And I don't even know this girl properly. Yeah. Now I have to get to know a new person and a brand new baby person. I'm fine.
Yeah.
My kids were so disappointed in me.
Yeah, they're like, and you even forgot a name, right?
Ubad.
Yeah,
No.
Okay, anyways. Wait.
No, good magic. The thing is, this girl, poor girl, shame.
Poor girl, shame.
She's, I think, a student or something, but she's dumb, okay?
Yeah.
She doesn't have much like my family had. We had medical aid, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't have medical aid. Now the baby's born with one of those protruding belly buttons. My sons call it. My sons call it his round stomach dick.
Yeah,
right? They don't understand why he didn't just go to a normal.
I am glad we are not censored. I am so glad we are not censored on clipcentral.com. Yeah,
and yeah, it's just. Man, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's one of those things. One of those things. We are talking about what are the boundaries that your side chick all your side man needs to know about as we head into the festive season. And we are left with 15 minutes for the show. So let's listen to your voice notes.
We're here from Lone Hill. Wanted to share some of my views or feelings about side guys over the festive season. Well, best case scenario is just spend most of the festive season with the one who's got the most resources. Not that I'm a gold digger or anything, but the combined resources will make us have a better time. And a girl needs to have options, though, because even side guys can be quite tricky when it comes to silly season. So you have to have options, at least up to C, I'd say. And not really, I don't really have many boundaries apart from the fact that none of them meet the family, because that will confuse everyone. And the second boundary, I'd say, if he's not going to wrap it up, he's not going to get it, because
good girl.
I don't want HIV as a Christmas gift. No, thank you. What else? What are other boundaries? If I didn't choose you for that night, then, and we bump into each other, act like you don't know me, I'll do the same. It's a favor that we do each other. What else? I think that's it, really.
Hi, this is Percy from Lone Hill. Now, with regarding the topic of the boundaries of side chicks this festive season, well, I totally think that they don't have a say. You know, this festive is about Christmas, it's about family. And, you know, most of us, you know, our parents, our siblings, you know, they know our partners. So immediately once we come with, you know, the side chicks, I'm going to raise a lot of questions. I don't mind to be invited, you know, to the side chicks place.
Yeah.
It's fine. But I don't think I'll be able to invite any of them to my family for this festive season. In terms of presents, I wouldn't mind to buy a present. You know, as long as they're buying me as well. But time
how are you going to explain the present?
Season, I think it's all about family and the ones
idiot.
That's very
idiot.
Close to
yeah.
you and your heart.
How
that's my
are
take
you
on that.
Going to explain
thank you.
The present? How are you going to explain the present? But you know what I also like? I like with our previous voice that we need to get tested. I mean, you know, we're going to the 1st of December, which is, you know, World AIDS Day, and let's get tested. Let's really be cautious out there. Let's use protection because HIV is real, right, Trevor?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? If you have been tested and you are HIV positive, it's not the end of the world. Lots of people live long and fruitful lives being positive. And I'd like for everybody to follow at Good Stories South Africa on Twitter and Facebook, at Good Stories. We talk about living with the HIV virus and how you can live a good life.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, Trevor, that came from you, eh? Like, I'm shocked that came from you.
No, it's near and dear to me. My friends, they're identical twins, Untokozo and Nothula Mkhize.
Yeah.
They're identical brothers, and one is HIV positive, and they started the Good Story South Africa.
Wow.
Yeah, because you know what? People always talk about it's doom and gloom. It's not.
Yeah,
these guys are young, beautiful, handsome men with bulging muscles, and you can't tell which is which from just looking at things.
Yeah,
and this is what I always tell people when they say, "Hey, bona lumtwana umpofu stutla kanjani kamnandi." I'm sure I'm gonna next.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, because so, then you know, obviously with Ilona Joe, isn't doesn't know Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know what's really interesting, man? You know, we've been hanging out with Trevor Kumbi, and we're almost coming to the end of our show. And it's quite interesting that we're having this conversation, because our next topic next week, we are talking about bumping into each other.
Yeah.
You know, let's say you and your partner, or you and your wife, or you and your girlfriend go out, and it happens that you guys bump into each other at a club. Does this mean that you guys need to hang out together?
Hold the phone. I'm going to come back next week. Wait. So you and your wife.
Yes.
We
go out.
You're
right?
Separate ways.
Separate ways.
How am I?
And it happens that we all end up at
coming.
Taboo. Does this mean that we need to be hanging out together? Or should she have fun with her friends and I should have fun
shifts.
With my friends?
Shifts.
Yeah.
Shifts. Go out in shifts.
Yeah.
Thursday is the man. Friday. is the woman. Yeah. Saturday is the man. Yeah. Sunday is the... No, Sunday couldn't Sunday, chisanya.
Yeah. No, it's for the children.
Chisanyama.
Chisanyama with the children.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm coming next week.
Yeah, are you coming
I
next week?
I hope so.
We're hanging out with... Well, it's official. No, we're hanging out with Trevor every weekend. Every week, yeah.
Let's talk about these side chicks. The barriers, okay?
Yeah.
This girl, in the last voice note, she said she doesn't want the side to meet her family. What's wrong with that? Do you know how black families, we gather sibabaningi?
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes it's neighbors and, and blah, blah, blah.
Cousins
sometimes it's so full, you don't know who's who.
Yeah, and you won't be able to pick it up.
Exactly. And how great is it sneaking
But up? Doesn't the side have her own family? Why is she at your family?
Sure.
That's a question. I mean, why is she at your family? Where's her family?
Maybe she took
and then she won't have the money for abortion. She's going to think groceries?
Yeah. She took the transport home money and the abortion money and ate it all.
Yeah.
Now, she can't stay alone
she
in
can't
a body.
Stay alone. Yeah.
So she has to come to you. But imagine...
Yeah,
it's the festive season. It's Christmas or night before Christmas. You know, like black families, we like to get together, and there's lots of people. People are sleeping over in different rooms and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Imagine your side chick is a back room, and then when your wife is already sleeping in bed, we are puma when uti sayohlala nabo malume
brother emlilweni.
Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna sit by the fire with uncle. Yeah,
yeah, because you know they're still out there drinking. You know that one malume who die hard.
But it's funny how we take the risks, like major risks for the side chick. Like you'd go out of your way for the side chick and risk it all.
Yeah.
What really makes a man or what really makes even a woman go out of her way to just risk it all to be with the side guy?
It's the thrill of being caught.
You think?
It's the thrill of being caught. I did it just today before I left. No, not that. No, no, wait. Let me explain. No. I did it just today, just before I left the house.
Yeah.
I was home alone with Anto Sizai. Okay.
And is she your side chick?
No.
Oh, okay.
Listen.
Yeah.
I was in the lounge. She was in the bathroom, cleaning the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I had a small Indiana blanket while the TV was on.
Yeah.
And then I said to myself, can I masturbate quick enough without her coming out and catching me?
Yeah.
And it was such a great masturbation session.
Because of the thrill.
Yeah, good.
I hear you.
Imagine Peggy. I was streaming porn on my phone.
Yeah.
So I'm Peggy phone and then Peggy bathroom.
And
you're
thinking.
And I'm busy with the one hand.
Yeah.
And I'm also my thumb is hovering over the pause button. Just in case. So I'm going to stop doing this.
You have just said
pause.
What most guys have been afraid to say.
What?
Yeah, the phone. And the nanny,
and pause,
and the pause, and pause,
It's either pause or sound.
Yeah,
one has
sound.
To go.
One has to go.
I'm gonna double fast, boy.
Yeah. Mom,
Yeah. But now I don't know. Did she hear me and was afraid to walk out?
Yeah.
Or
what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've come to the end of the show. We've come to the end of the show. We've come to the end of the show. We've come to the end of the show, and we've been hanging out with Trevor Kombe. And we've been talking about the rules and boundaries for your side chick or your side guy for this December. Listen, check us out on cliffcentral.com. Next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. You can also just, download the podcast on cliffcentral.com. The show is called Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. And, we just hang out. And don't forget... Trevor, where do we catch you on social media, my brother?
Everything, Yonke Into, it's Trevor Kumbi.
Everything.
At Trevor Kumbi. Facebook at Trevor Kumbi. Yeah. Instagram at Trevor Kumbi. Yeah. And Twitter at Trevor Kumbi.
Yeah, you're just like me. You know, with everything is the same. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is at Kagiso Modupi.
And congratulations on that campaign you shot.
Yeah.
Black and white with the poem.
Ah, thank you. Thank
so
you. Yeah,
man.
I did that for the 16 days of activism.
Yeah.
You know, it's called Haibon Daughter. Check it out on YouTube or just check it out on my Instagram. Yeah. I've had to cut it up on my Instagram, but the full video is on YouTube and it's on my YouTube channel. Do you have a YouTube channel?
I shouldn't have.
Well,
I can't write poems as good as you. So it's Haibo's Febe.
Haibo's
Febe. Haibo.
We have come to the end of the show, and thank you for hanging out with me. Kagmo, a.k.a. Kagiso Modupi. And remember, you know, as you go into this December, you know, and you're enjoying yourself, I want this next song that I'm going to be playing. When you guys are busy doing the thing, you must remember that you guys need to stay safe. You need to condomize, and you must take care of yourselves this festive season. And remember, if it's not Wednesday, it's Wednesday.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Mulupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you, baby. Unleashed with Kagiso Mulupi.
This is CliffCentral.com.